local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Another work week, and it is Red, White, and Blues week here at News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, and dependable. Joe and Austin with you hanging out on Pensacola right now. Thanks so much for tuning in and making us a small part of your day. We appreciate it very much. The text line 850-437-1620, and the traffic line is 2626-111. Austin, how are you on this fine Monday?
I'm doing pretty good, Joe. How about yourself, man?
Doing pretty good as well. Can't complain. I imagine you had a nice lazy weekend doing absolutely nothing.
Yes.
We are down to T-minus, 8 days until the early release for College Football 25.
I'm assuming you saw some of the gameplay that they released.
I have started to watch it. I have not finished it.
Yeah, because it's like over 20 minutes long,
I think. Yeah, I will do that. It will be the first thing that I do when I get home. I will not hug my wife or my little one until I watch that. I'm not going to say that it is consuming literally all of my waking hours thinking about it,
but good.
It's pretty close. It's pretty close. And listen, you may have no idea what we're talking about, but chances are somebody in your inner circle, your family tree, you've got a nephew, a son, an uncle, a cousin, somebody is exactly in the same boat that we are when it comes to this college football video game. So please bear with us here over these next few weeks as we revel in that. Top stories here as we get off and running on a Monday. At least two people have unfortunately died and millions are without power as Tropical Storm Beryl moves through Texas.
We are still expecting 5 to 10 inches of rain in a wide swath across East Texas with isolated totals could reach as high as 15 inches.
Michael Brennan from the National Hurricane Center earlier today. The latest advisory is that the storm is bringing heavy rains and damaging winds with Beryl about 55 miles northwest of Houston, top winds of 60 miles an hour as it continues to move further inland. And it's going to remain a tropical depression for several days as well, as it just doesn't go away. President Biden dismissing calls to bow out of the presidential race as lawmakers return to Capitol Hill this week.
I'm getting so frustrated by the elites in the party who they know so much more. But any of these guys don't think I should run against me.
He wrote a letter to House Democrats saying he's firmly committed to staying in the race as millions of voters have already cast ballots in primaries backing him as the nominee. He also says he believes he's the best person to beat Donald Trump in November. And the mayor of Kyiv, Ukraine, says Russia's attack on the capital was one of the worst in 2 years of war. Russia hit targets in Kyiv and around the country, including with hypersonic missiles. The mayor says a children's hospital was hit and 7 people in the city were killed. More than 20 were killed across the country in attacks that targeted apartment buildings and infrastructure as well. First check of the roads and weather at 4:15, followed by today's history of the Blue Angels. Austin?
All righty. Thank you very much, sir. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, we do have an accident report. This is going to be if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards 9 Mile. It's causing some pretty heavy backups there, just in that immediate vicinity, but it could be worse, so that's some good news there. If you're traveling northbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards Highway 97, we've got some minor backups in that area, as we often do at this hour. And then it's going to be Fairfield Drive traveling eastbound towards the split with Hard Drive. We've got some pretty severe backups in that vicinity. And then after that, it's just a couple more of the same usual spots. Traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87 is dealing with some pretty heavy backups. And same with Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, it's about 90 degrees in It's about 90 degrees in Pensacola currently. And of course, it feels much hotter. And with that, we have our usual heat advisory. That's become the status quo here. There's going to be slight chances of rain tonight before greatly increasing for tomorrow. And it's going to be a low of 80 tonight as well. That's your traffic and weather together. And here is today's History of the Blue Angels, which is brought to you by the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation.
Flying the A-4 Skyhawks in 1981, the Blue Angels celebrated their 35th anniversary. It was hoped that this milestone would be commemorated with a Blue Angels postage stamp. An effort to get a postage stamp featuring the Blue Angels had been underway for many years. Though this effort was repeatedly turned down by the Postal Commission, in 1981, they did honor the Blue Angels with a stamp cancellation mark for use by post offices in two cities, Palm Springs, California, near NAS El Centro, and Pensacola, Florida, the team's home base. Also in celebration of their 35th anniversary, a star in the constellation Cephas was officially named Blue Angel Star. If you've got a very powerful telescope, you can find Blue Angel Star just beyond Polaris, the North Star, then out just a few hundred light years. Though the Blue Angels have made Pensacola their home since 1955, only one of Pensacola's native sons has ever flown as a Blue Angel pilot. His name was Mike Gershon. Mike was a 1971 graduate of Washington High School. He attended Pensacola Junior College and the University of West Florida. It was in his junior year at UWF that he was accepted into the Aviation Reserve Officer Candidate Program. He graduated from college in 1975 and was commissioned as an officer in the U.S. Navy in April of the following year. He earned his gold naval aviator's wings in May of 1977 upon completing flight training at NAS Pensacola. After 6.5 years of duty, he fulfilled a lifelong dream when he reported to the Blue Angels. But tragedy would befall Mike Gershon at an air show 22 months later. On July 13, 1985, the Blue Angels were performing a public air show in Niagara Falls, New York. The two solo jets, numbers 5 and 6, were approaching each other at a closing speed of nearly 1,000 miles per hour at the top of an opposing direction loop. In this maneuver, each jet was to pass the other with minimum separation, but they weren't far enough apart, and a mid-air collision occurred as Lieutenant Commander Mike Gershon's number 6 plane sliced off the tail of Lieutenant Andy Caputi's number 5 plane. Both jets crashed. Although Caputi managed to eject safely, Gershon was killed. He was 31 years old. I'll be back with more after this.
Hi, I'm retired Rear Admiral Kyle Kozed, President and CEO of the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. You are cleared for takeoff at the National Naval Aviation Museum. From thrilling hands-on experiences to historical insights, the National Naval Aviation Museum is where dreams take flight. Go mock speed in a flight simulator. Let inspiration soar among the 150 beautifully restored aircraft. Remember the moments in the giant screen theater and capture it all in the flight deck store. Visit NavalAviationMuseum.org to plan your visit today.
The Blue Angels move up to the state-of-the-art FA-18 Hornet in the next chapter of News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
How long could your business function without email? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Three Gulf Coast businesses had their email shut down for 2 days because one employee clicked a spam email link. Be suspicious of any unsolicited email offers, especially if they are too good to be true. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
On September 11th, 2001, an operations officer placed a call asking if a crew could be ready to fly. U.S. Naval Aviator Aaron Dimmock answered that call. Working largely in silence, Dimmock defended America. Now he's ready to answer the call yet again. Pro-Trump conservative Aaron Dimmock for Congress. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola. Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Hey parents, it's Gloria from Sylvan Learning Center, and it's really hot out there. You know what else is hot? Learning. Whether it's reading, writing, math, ACT, or SAT prep, now is the best time to catch up, keep up, or get ahead. With over 45 years of experience, we're the hottest learning center in town for your kiddo, even with AC. So call 1-800-EDUCATE today to get started. Sylvan Learning Center.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked extensively about the 22-minute-long interview with George Stephanopoulos and President Biden, in which he pressed and pressed and pressed the president on his mental capabilities, and I thought did a very good job with the interview. Also talked with Sheriff Bob Johnson about a domestic kidnapping case that took place last night, and his deputies resolved well, and the possible elimination of the business tax receipt in Santa Rosa County, and whether that's a good idea or not. You can listen to all of those conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9 right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Few state headlines here, and then another check of the roads and weather. Happy Monday, Joe and Austin with you on Pensacola right now. Blue Angel Week. So we've got Blues at the Beach on Wednesday morning, Thursday's dress rehearsal, and then Friday and Saturday shows. So, of course, full coverage here on News Radio throughout the week. We got Blue Angel Media Day. I think that's tomorrow. I'm not sure on that, but yeah, so good stuff this week, of course. 4:23 now, taking a look at what's happening around the state. Florida continues to recruit police officers from out of the state. Attorney General Ashley Moody says nearly 5,000 recruits have joined Florida's law enforcement ranks since July of 2022, including more than 1,200 from out of state. And 400 of those officers have come from California, Illinois, and New York alone.
And the Florida Financial Impact Estimating Conference is considering today the positive and negative economic effects of an abortion ballot amendment. If Amendment 4 passes in November, the abortion would no longer be limited to a six-week ban.
Even if the conference ultimately determines that it cannot exactly estimate future costs and expenses, it can and should make known to voters the types and causes of likely negative fiscal impacts that Amendment 4 would cause.
Also, it was suggested that if the six-week abortion ban goes into effect, there would be probable cost savings due to fewer abortions. Just about 4:25 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, there were several spots to note in our last update. We had an accident report on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. There is still some heavy congestion in that area, but that's pretty par for the course for that street there. Also have some backup still on Fairfield Drive. This is if you're traveling eastbound towards the split with Tahar Drive. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound passing the Oriole Beach area. Got some backups over there as well. Then it's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and Caroline Street or Highway 90. If you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
Hot, humid weather continues across the northern Gulf Coast right on through the week. High temperatures will mainly run between 90 and 95. And don't be surprised if we see some more heat advisories as we head through the week. That humidity makes it feel like it's way up in the triple digits. Now, we've got a chance for rain here, a little on the high side, too, at about 60 to 70% over the next couple of days. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. In Miami-Dade, women who received mammograms from a hospital over a two-year period are learning that their administration and evaluation were not in line with industry standards. The Food and Drug Administration is no longer allowing North Shore Medical Center to offer the screenings.
I have my scans. I believe I'm okay, but I'm still going to get checked out. But I just feel for a lot of the other women out there that if they don't know what's going on or what to do, who's speaking up for them?
North Shore says it will pay for the mammograms to be reevaluated and new screenings as well, if necessary.
And a North Florida correctional officer is accused of trying to kill his spouse and their child over the weekend. Police in Columbia County were called to a Lake City home yesterday after they say that Officer Rance Park threatened his partner and their kid. Investigators say he physically attacked the older victim several times before firing a gun twice. Park was eventually arrested after he tried to run away.
Testy moments at the White House today, facing a barrage of questions about the mental fitness of President Biden. A report from the New York Times, the Parkinson's disease expert visited the White House 8 times over an 8-month period.
I hear you.
That went on for several minutes there. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre would not confirm why the expert met with the White House physician, citing privacy issues. And this, of course, comes as Biden continues facing scrutiny over his age and ability to serve another term.
What a nightmare. The record-setting heat wave hitting the western U.S. will continue this week. The National Weather Service says that dozens of daily record temperatures will be tied or broken across the west coast as temperatures hit the 110s. Redding, California saw the temperature hit 119 degrees, with Phoenix setting a record for the warmest low temperature at 92. Las Vegas broke its record high Sunday, hitting 118. Cities such as Portland, San Diego, and Boise remain under excessive heat warnings at this time.
Compounding the issue in California is the largest wildfire burning in the state continues growing in size.
Our firefighters are working within the Los Padres forest as well as the foothills around that. We have temperatures in the 90 to 100 degrees in steep terrain.
Santa Barbara County there. One structure damaged and evacuation orders remain in place for areas near Zaca Lake. Several wineries threatened and flames are also burning along the perimeter of Neverland Ranch, the longtime home of Michael Jackson.
And closing arguments began this afternoon in the federal corruption trial of Senator Bob Menendez. Lawyers for Menendez will get one last chance to try to convince the jury that the government hasn't proven that New Jersey's senior senator sold out his office in exchange for gold bars, wads of cash, and a Mercedes. Prosecutors will get a final word as well. The charges are among the most serious ever brought against a sitting U.S. senator.
Philadelphia radio host is parting ways with the station she worked at after she revealed she used questions given to her by President Biden's campaign in an interview. Andrea Lawful Sanders mutually left the station after she said on CNN that she was given a list of 8 questions from the Biden campaign and she approved 4 of them. The interview came after Biden's shaky debate performance against Donald Trump. This story kind of reminds me of the scene from The Office where Michael Scott says anytime that it's mutual, it's not, because in reading some quotes from the station, certainly seems apparent that they
cut ties
said, hey, we're letting you go because we have independent journalistic standards and credibility that we have to maintain. And you told the whole world that, yeah, I use questions that the Biden campaign gave me. So,
I mean, it's not surprising, but it's one of those things that, yeah, you're not supposed to admit to.
Yeah, I remember I was interning a sports station in Columbus, Ohio, and the afternoon show, a very popular one, they actually, it was during the 2012 campaign for when it was Obama and Mitt Romney, yeah. And Obama actually came on their show And wow. They said they, because they did an interview with CNN after, because it was really kind of strange that Obama did an interview, especially with a sports talk station. And they said, yeah, the campaign gave us some questions to ask, but we said, nah, we're just going to do our own stuff. And, you know, campaign didn't. Okay, that's fine.
I was about to say, be careful. We might cut ties with you. Yeah.
News. I'm Tom Rigotti. President Biden meets with Democratic congressional leaders after several House Democrats called for him to suspend his campaign following the debate against Donald Trump. White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says most Democrats continue to back Biden.
But the president has been in regular touch, and those conversations went very, very well.
The president doubled down his intentions to keep running in a call with donors today, saying he's not going anywhere. Tropical storm Beryl hits the Texas Gulf Coast, making landfall earlier as a Category 1 hurricane. Fox Weather's Katie Byrne is in Galveston.
There are pieces of house siding, overturned boats, and debris scattered on the roads nearby. While driving through the island, we saw dozens of downed power lines. It's quiet in this neighborhood of Jamaica Beach on Galveston Island, where there was a voluntary evacuation order, indicating people took the warning seriously and left.
America's listening to Fox News.
With your money now. Shares of Morphic Holding shot up today after the biopharmaceutical company announced an agreement to be acquired by Eli Lilly in a cash deal valued at roughly $3.2 billion. Lilly says the acquisition would improve outcomes for patients with inflammatory bowel disease. Morphic stock jumped more than 76% in pre-market trading. Morphic finished today up 75%, while shares of Lilly grew 0.3%. The perfect storm of record heat and devastating hurricanes will likely test the resilience of U.S. oil refiners in the coming week, and that's according to a slew of analysts who are saying the dangerous weather escalates the risk of gas prices spiking in the middle of the peak summer travel season. For example, oil giant Citgo is running its Corpus Christi refinery at minimum capacity. U.S. stocks finished today's session down. Dow Jones Industrial fell 31 points, and the NASDAQ grew by 50 points. That's your money now.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is Maggie Gray with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Wrangler. It's Wrangler season out there. Open roads, endless horizons. Shop Wrangler.com for new denim styles. History is being made in Major League Baseball by Pirates pitcher Paul Skeens. For the first time in MLB history, the number one overall pick was named an All-Star in the very next season. Skeens is doing this all despite being called up on May 11th and having only 10 starts under his belt. I'm Maggie Gray.
All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this: if something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair and seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
Join Autism Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10. Executive Director Mary McClellan will be here to talk about Sensory Street. This year's event, presented by the Bear Family Foundation, will be at the Downtown Museum of Commerce on July 14th and 15th. This free event has lots of activities for the entire family. Learn more about Sensory Street tomorrow, beginning at 10, with the Pensacola Expert Panel and Autism Pensacola.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
2017. Congressman Matt Gaetz forms a close friendship with future convicted sex trafficker Joel Greenberg, who says they had a unique synergy. Greenberg reportedly uses a sugar daddy app to find college girls and pays for sex on the congressman's behalf. That's a close friendship with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. A little bit past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see what we got here. We do have several spots giving us some issues. Still got some minor backups on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Same could be said for North Davis Highway, traveling northbound towards I-10. Then we got a couple of spots on Blue Angel Parkway giving us the heebie-jeebies. If you're traveling northbound towards Highway 98, we got some backups there. And then a bit more as you continue northbound towards Softly Field Road. Outside of that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound passing Oriole Beach, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. And we did have some backups on Caroline Street. That's Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. But a good portion of that has seemingly died down.
Hot, humid weather continues across the northern Gulf Coast right on through the week. High temperatures will mainly run between 90 and 95. And don't be surprised if we see some more heat advisories as we head through the week. That humidity makes it feel like it's way up in the triple digits. Now, we've got a chance for rain here, a little on the high side, too, at about 60 to 70% over the next couple of days. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. 4:39 here at News Radio Pensacola. Austin, kind of a slow period in sports, going to be honest with you. I don't think it's quite time. I think the Major League Baseball All-Star break is next week, if I'm not mistaken.
I would assume so.
They just announced the All-Star reserves. But anything tickling your fancy when it comes to sports headlines?
Just a little bit of stuff going on tonight, for starters. We do have the Braves at the Diamondbacks. That's going to be at 8:40. That's the only local team that we have playing tonight. It's a bit of a slower MLB slate today. But at 5:40 on FS1, we do have the Guardians at Tigers. So that's a bit of a rivalry for you there. At 56. 36-32. The Guardians are the top team in the American League. As for what else we've got, Wimbledon is continuing. On the men's side, we've got American Taylor Fritz defeating 4-seed Alexander Zverev, while 4-time champion Novak Djokovic is facing off against 15-seed Holger Rune. It says facing off. Do we have a result of that or what?
Yes, he won in straight sets.
All right, awesome. And on the women's side, American Danielle Collins was eliminated after losing in straight sets there. As far as what we've seen this weekend, there's actually a lot, some good, some bad, that's been going on. Let's see. So starting with some upsetting news here, three young football players were killed in a car crash early Saturday morning. This took social media by storm. The victims were Minnesota Vikings fourth rounder Kyrie Jackson and his high school teammates Isaiah Hazel, who played for Maryland and Charlotte, and Anthony Lighton, who played for Florida State and Penn State. Police say that Hazel was driving a Dodge Charger that was struck by another driver attempting to change lanes at a high speed. The collision unfortunately sent the Charger off the road and into multiple tree stumps. None of the victims were older than 24 years old.
That's terrible.
Yeah, very unfortunate news there. Also in the NBA, DeMar DeRozan, he turned heads as the biggest free agent signing of the weekend. He signed with the Sacramento Kings on a 3-year, $74 million sign-and-trade deal. DeRozan, of course, a 6-time All-Star, and he spent the last three seasons in Chicago, where he averaged over 25 points a game. That's a great grab for the Kings. They were a decent playoff team for about half an hour, and then they kind of fell out, but they're still on the fringe of being postseason status. I think they made the play-in last year. So to have some of the talent that they already have, and they're throwing a guy like that in there, I mean, if they're not going to win soon, I don't know when they will. Let's see. In men's basketball, college basketball, that is, UConn head coach Dan Hurley has agreed to a 6-year, $50 million deal to stick with the Huskies. Of course, this is no surprise. He had led the Huskies to back-to-back titles before turning down a lucrative offer to coach the Los Angeles Lakers.
And it would seem to back what my theory was, is that Hurley was using the Lakers all along.
To increase incentive for the Huskies, yeah. To make a longer commitment that was perhaps a bit more flashy.
Financially solvent.
Yes, that's a very professional way of putting it. And then in the WNBA, some of the top rookies continued to shine this weekend. Indiana's Caitlin Clark on Saturday, she finished with 19 points, 13 rebounds, and 12 assists in a win over the New York Liberty. That makes her the first rookie in league history to record a triple-double. And then just the very next day, yesterday, Chicago's Angel Reese became the first ever WNBA player, rookie or vet, any player, to record 13 consecutive double-doubles. That breaks legend Candace Parker's previous record of 12. So, yeah, wow. Absolutely. Those two are just setting the league on fire.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, 442 here. Thank you very much. Health, business, and science today. Boeing has agreed to plead guilty to criminal fraud over two deadly 737 MAX airplane crashes, one in 2018 and one in 2019.
Boeing has agreed to plead guilty to a single felony charge related to the crashes. That charge, conspiring to defraud the federal government. Boeing confirmed overnight it had reached the plea deal with the Justice Department. The deal already, though, drawing reaction.
And Sunday, the Justice Department said that Boeing violated a 2021 settlement that protected the company from prosecution, and the company is also agreeing to pay a $243 million fine.
And consumers lost over $1 billion to romance scams in 2023. That's according to the Federal Trade Commission. The FTC found that about 40% of people who said they lost money to a romance scam in 2022 said the contact started on social media. Median losses per person amounted to $2,000, and almost three-quarters of those who had scammed were men.
The U.S. Postal Service is raising the price of forever stamps later this month. Stamps will sell for 73 cents beginning July 14th, up a nickel from the current price. Other postage costs are going up too, including postcard and metered letter rates. The increases are part of a decade-long financial outline that USPS is calling the Delivering for America plan.
And with summer now well underway, New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer is calling on the FDA to ramp up innovation when it comes to sunscreen, Kristen Marks reports.
The last time the FDA approved any new active sunscreen ingredients was in 1999. Gottheimer also says health agencies need to provide more guidance on how to use it.
It can be incredibly confusing to try to navigate all this stuff online. How much do you wear? When do you put it on? How frequently?
He was joined by Englewood Health dermatologist Dr. Ali Hadi.
Now, people often ask me, do I need to use it on a cloudy day, on a rainy day? And the answer is yes, you do. The skin cancer-causing UV rays are still out there.
It should be reapplied every 2 hours and be labeled SPF 30 or above and water resistant. Kristen Marks, NBC News Radio, New Jersey.
And just about 4:45 here. Is that what you were going to say?
Yeah, nope.
I thought I heard you taking a breath. I was about to say, we've
I was about to press on with another story. But.
Oh, well, either way, it's 4:45, so we'll get traffic and weather first. All right, it's all about Blue Angel Parkway here. We do have an accident report that has just surfaced. This is going to be just west of the intersection with Mobile Highway. Doesn't appear to be causing any congestion currently, but of course we'll keep an eye on it. Also, if you're traveling northbound on Blue Angel towards Softly Field Road, we've still got some minor backups there. And we got some developing pretty heavily if you're traveling southbound on Blue Angel towards Dog Track Road, so be on the lookout for that. Outside of that, it's a bit more of the same. Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Gulf Breeze Parkway, that is, traveling eastbound passing Oriole Beach, and Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87.
All right. And as far as the weather goes, here's Alan.
Similar weather continues for the next several days with heat and humidity. Possibly we'll end up with heat advisories again. High temps are going to run mainly between 90 and 95. It's the humidity that makes it feel that much hotter. All right, rain chance a little on the high side at around 60-70% for the next couple of days, so look out for some pop-up showers and storms. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you. also, a year-long NASA Mars mission simulation has come to an end. The four volunteers who took part in the project exited their sealed habitat at the Johnson Space Center in Houston on Saturday. They spent a total of 378 days living and working inside a 3D-printed habitat dubbed Mars Dune Alpha. NASA will be using their experiences to plan for crewed missions to the Red Planet, which they hope to begin launching in the late 2030s or early 2040s. Austin, would you have given the opportunity to take part in a year-long mission in which you are living in a basically a closed-off environment?
No. I mean, I already do that like when it's my choice, but I don't want to feel like I'm trapped in.
At least you have the option of coming to the radio station once a day.
Yes, at least I have that and the occasional breath of fresh air, yes. And I can't stress occasional enough. Target will soon stop accepting personal checks as payment. The retail giant says the policy takes effect starting July 15th, and noted stores will still accept cash and digital wallet payments along with debit and credit cards. Target said the decision was due to extremely low volumes of checks being written.
Austin, when is the last time that you have personally written a check?
I have never written a check, and the only my parents used to write them. They have not done so in years. The only person that I have seen write a check that still does it consistently is my grandmother, who's in her early 80s.
If I gave you a blank check right now, could you fill it out properly?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's pretty run-of-the-mill stuff.
All right.
Well, I'm sure that'll be a fun party trick that Joe will spring on me at some point later. But I got to go to a party first.
Yeah,
what's going on in pop culture?
John Cena is retiring from the WWE.
Yes, I heard about that.
16-time world champion wrestler made the surprise announcement Saturday at the WWE Money in the Bank event in Toronto. Cena told shocked fans that he'll make final appearances at the Royal Rumble, the Elimination Chamber, and WrestleMania before retiring sometime next year. I've never really gotten into wrestling, so I obviously know who John Cena is primarily from movies that he's been in, but wrestling's just never been into it.
Nah, I was into wrestling when I was a kid, but in every fashion outside of watching it. So I had like the toy ring and I had the action figures.
Can I ask you a question? So, and I'll tell you one reason why. Because you see, like, on TV, like, they have, like, TNT or they have, like, these professional wrestling type in things, right?
Right.
But every time that I've ever flipped a channel to one, there's never been any actual wrestling. It's always just been yakking.
The storyline, yeah.
So is the actual wrestling always behind a paywall, or am I just impatient and miss out on the wrestling.
Well, as I said just a moment ago, it's like a storyline that they follow. So it's like, yeah, they have to set the stage with like this beef that they
have. Okay, I understand. But like, is the actual wrestling on like network or cable television, or is it always on pay-per-view?
No, it's on the real thing, like what it's advertised.
So I'm just not paying, because it's like 10 minutes.
Oh yeah, no.
And I'm just like, all right, so is there going to be wrestling or what?
I know. I saw somebody say about John Cena, though, in particular, that they should hang his jorts in the rafters like the Lakers and Celtics do with finals banners, which I can kind of get behind. Alec Baldwin's involuntary manslaughter is set to begin.
A trial, that is. Was missing from that. Yeah, involuntary manslaughter.
Yeah, he's about to commit involuntary manslaughter. Yeah, no, trial was left out there. That's our bad. He's in a Santa Fe courthouse today for a pretrial hearing, and jury selection will start tomorrow. He faces 18 months in jail if convicted in the accidental death of Rust cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the movie set in 2021. Baldwin was rehearsing with a prop gun for a scene when it went off, killing Hutchins.
And Morgan Wallen just threw the biggest country concert in the history of the UK. Over 50,000 fans showed up at London's Hyde Park to watch him play. He sang his new song, Lies, 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 which was just released on Friday. He recorded the song at Abbey Road Studios in December. I have actually been there.
Yeah.
450.
Go ahead. I'm sorry to cut you off, but yeah, because you said you've been to Abbey Road, right? Like the actual Abbey Road.
Yeah. I took a picture along the crosswalk that the Beatles walked there in the album.
Equally
cover.
Iconic, right?
Yes. So that was a fun time there. You couldn't actually go into the studios. You could really just, there's like a little gift shop in a small, house next to it. But yeah, it was still cool though.
All right.
4:51, we'll take a break there. Back with some wacky stories, good news, and a recap of our top stories coming up.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope. From the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
What does it take to be a Blue Angel? Passion, precision, accuracy, just like how they handle your money at Stuart Markey Group of 72 Capital Wealth Management. From private wealth management to customized estate planning and retirement, you can trust them for comprehensive financial planning. Through this process, you can build and preserve your wealth, leaving you with more time to be inspired. 72 Capital Wealth Management, dedicated to achieving your most important financial goals. Visit them online to start today at 72capital.com.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
You're a storyteller, negotiator, artist, innovator. Whatever your passion, whatever your skills, behind the scenes or in front, you belong here. A career in broadcast media. Local radio and TV stations in every town and city need someone like you. So do what you love and bring your talent to life. Your passion, your skills, your career. You belong here. Learn more at youbelonghere.media.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just about 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Still got several little spurts of congestion on Blue Angel Parkway, starting with if you're traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road. We've got some pretty heavy backups there. Then it's going to be if you're traveling northbound towards Highway 98, maybe a little bit if you're traveling northbound towards Lillian Highway. As you continue northward, we've still got some pretty heavy backups traveling towards Softly Field Road. And then it's going to be, let's see here, Pensacola Boulevard at the intersection with Detroit Boulevard. We've got some minor backups going both ways there. Same with Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound passing Oriole Beach. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. And also a bit further back on Navarre as well if you are traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach.
Hot, humid weather continues across the northern Gulf Coast right on through the week. High temperatures will mainly run between 90 and 95, and don't be surprised if we see some more heat advisories as we head through the week. That humidity makes it feel like it's way up in the triple digits. Now, we've got a chance for rain here, a little on the high side, too, at about 60 to 70% over the next couple of days. I'm meteorologist Ellen Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, very good. Recapping our top three stories briefly, at least two people dead, millions without power as Tropical Storm Beryl has slammed Texas and continuing to move northeastward there. Heavy rains, damaging winds around 60 miles an hour as it continued to move further inland earlier today. President Biden dismissing calls to bow out of the presidential race. He wrote a letter to House Democrats saying he is firmly committed to staying in the race as millions have already cast ballots in primaries backing him as the nominee. And a deadly attack in Kyiv, Ukraine, with Russia reportedly using hypersonic missiles. The mayor of Kyiv calls it one of the worst in 2 years of war, saying a children's hospital was hit and seven people in the city were killed. That's a look at our top three stories there. Channel 3 news at the top of the hour is just 4 minutes away. We wrap up with some wackier stories and good news that are making the rounds. Austin, you're a young guy. You're hip. Do you wear socks with your sandals?
No. I don't really wear open-toed shoes. I will say, like, when you say sandals, I mean, you mean flip-flops. You don't mean slides.
No. I believe we're talking about sandal, like the slides, not the flip-flops.
I because that's the thing. I think, like, socks and flops are, like, a heinous look. I mean, that's pretty bold.
Well, yeah. But I assume that's what we're talking about here.
Well, because socks and slides is a far more agreeable look, I would say.
I agree.
With younger people. So, yeah, I would assume
but
this
I'm also not sure, though. But hey, anyway, here it is. So if you want to look young, hip, and trendy, toss some socks under those sandals. A poll finds almost one in six Americans and more than a quarter of young people now think socks with sandals is a good look. 26% of people under 30 says it's usually how they roll when they've got sandals on. Again, if we are making a distinction between sandals and flip-flops, then I agree with that. And I'm frankly surprised that the percentage isn't higher. This is what I did when I was in high school. You'd have like the black Jordan slides with the black Nike socks. I mean, that was
a lot of people that when I was in high school
that was the cool kid look there. I will also add to this that this was actually just like last week. I think my nephews and I think my one nephew is 12. He stayed over at our house. They all did. We had fun. But the next morning, we're like getting ready. We go to Chick-fil-A, and he doesn't have any shoes. The only thing he had was his baseball cleats.
Right.
So I'm like, all right, well, I guess we'll run to the Walmart next door and get you some flip-flops. So I buy him some $2 cheap blue flip-flops, and I hand them to him because he was waiting in the car at Chick-fil-A, and he just puts them on over his white socks.
Ooh,
I say,
bold.
Carson, this will go a lot better for you walking-wise if you take the socks off.
Right.
He would have none of it. So maybe we are talking about flip-flops, even with the thing that is debilitating when you have socks on that you can't slide your toes all the way through. I don't know how you would walk that way.
Yeah, but. No, that's, I think that would be uncomfortable. But especially after discussing something so ungodly, let's finish with a good news story here. A 5-year-old girl from England recently lost her favorite stuffed animal on a trip to Disney.
Oh, it's raining. I think my windows are open. I'm sorry. I'm going to go take care of that.
All right. Yeah, I'll take care of the side off here. Anyway, 5-year-old girl from England recently lost her favorite stuffed animal on a trip to Disney World and had to go home without it. But Disney employees got in touch 2 weeks later to get to let her parents know someone found it, and it arrived in the mail a few days later. All righty, just about 5 o'clock here. While Joe gets drenched and WEAR Top of Hour News gets underway, you're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola.